Welcome to Movie House, a weekly production of Delta College Public Radio. I'm your host, Mark Brown. During the most recent Oscar Awards ceremony, screenwriter Cord Jefferson won Best Adapted Screenplay for his work on American Fiction. In his speech, he gave Hollywood dealmakers a suggestion. He said, "Instead of making one $200 million movie, try making 20 $10 million movies, or 50 $4 million movies." Of course, it's unlikely that Hollywood will listen to one lone screenwriter. I mean, why start now? But Jefferson's advice is solid for a couple of different reasons. First, from a business point of view, Hollywood has increasingly moved towards bet big, win big thinking. A $200 million budget used to be a ridiculous, absurd, obscene number reserved only for demanding nut jobs like James Cameron or demanding geniuses like Martin Scorsese. These days, it's standard for most tentpole pictures. Fewer smaller films get made because there's only so much money to go around, and the average budget for any Marvel movie, for example, is, you guessed it, $200 million. Studios figure that if they invest that amount of money in big-named actors and armies of special effects teams, it increases the likelihood that they will make that money back and then some. That strategy has worked in many cases over the last 15 years or so, but the returns are dwindling. For example, both Ant-Man Quantumania and The Marvels cost about $200 million apiece, but neither broke even in theaters, and The Marvels actually lost quite a bit of money. More and more, big CGI pictures are losing their appeal. They're not special, and audiences are staying away, and so those $200 million budgets are looking less and less like a sound investment. Second, from an artistic point of view, if you make 20 movies instead of one, it's a lot more likely that some of those 20 films are going to be original, unique, beautiful, or compelling. The stakes are lower with smaller budgets, and writers, directors, actors, and designers often have more leeway to experiment and the financial restrictions that can prompt real creativity and original thinking. Contrary to what you might think, unlimited budgets don't always mean the best film. Often they just mean indulgent, overstuffed filmmaking. Plus, a larger number of smaller films increases the chances of new, original voices being heard and unique films being made rather than another $200 million CGI nightmare starring some dude wearing tights named Chris. When I heard Cord Jefferson's comments at the Oscars, the first film that came to mind was 2023's Quiz Lady, starring Awkwafina and Sandra Oh. Directed by Jessica Yu and shot on a budget of $23 million, it's the story of two sisters, one responsible and repressed, the other an out-of-control extrovert. They inherit their irresponsible mother's gambling debt and the dangerous-seeming gangsters who want to collect, and they need a lot of money, fast. So the plan is to get the responsible sister a shot on Can't Stop the Quiz, a Jeopardy-like game show that she's watched every weeknight of her life. It's a small picture, but fun and sweet, with several unexpected laughs and enjoyable against-type turns from Awkwafina as the responsible conservative sister and Sandra Oh as the loudmouth train wreck. Will Ferrell has a cameo as the Alex Trebek-like beloved game show host, and Jason Schwartzman appears as the game show Golden Boy on a winning streak who Awkwafina has to defeat. Nothing in the picture revolutionizes cinema, of course, but as a viewer, I found 100 times more enjoyment in Quiz Lady than the last 4 Marvel pictures and the Avatar sequel combined. Quiz Lady cost $23 million. The last 4 Marvel movies and Avatar together cost $1 billion. Quiz Lady was fun and sweet. The other 5 movies were boring and derivative. That enjoyment-to-cost ratio suggests that maybe Hollywood ought to take Cord Jefferson's advice after all. Movie House is a production of Delta College. I'm Mark Brown of Delta's Arts and Letters Division. Tune in next week for another new review. You can find past episodes of Movie House at deltapublicmedia.org and wherever you get your podcasts.